Welcome back to A Breath of Fresh Civics. Okay, guys, we really need to change this intro.
I agree, it's getting old, but to what?
I don't know, but we should probably start by saying our names. I'm Carly.
I'm Lily.
I'm Elena.
I'm Tanya.
I'm Vanessa.
I'm Caitlin.
I'm Madeline.
For today's episode, we'll be reviewing Standard 3.2 Systems of Government.
Don't get farmers just confused. They are two different things.
Let's start with parliamentary. A parliamentary system means that the executive branch of government has the direct or indirect support of the parliament or legislator. An example of a parliamentary government is Britain.
Next is America's system of government, federalism. Federalism is a system of government in which the powers of the government are divided between the national government, which governs the whole country, and state governments, which govern the people of each state.
Before America had federalism, we were a confederation.
Wait, what's a confederation?
A confederation is a system of government that is a loose association of states. A confederation gives almost all the powers to the states, and the national government is very weak.
Last one, unitary.
Unicorn.
Unicorn?
No, a unitary system of government. A unitary system of government is when the national government makes all the decisions and has all the authority.
An example of a unitary government is the United Kingdom over Scotland.
Okay, that's it for this episode.
Bye! Bye.